Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to Russia. Russia, this is it's historic and it's potentially very disturbing. Pay attention. I'm glad we have Joe Biden in there now and not Donald Trump, who's being blackmailed by Russia. Full frontal Russia. Vladimir Putin and Alexander Lukashenko. He's the head of Belarus. He's the illegitimate head of Belarus. There was an election. He lost the election. He just said he won it, sort of like Trump, and then throws people in jail. He's the guy who there was a dissident flying from Athens to Latvia. Athens is a Western country in the EU. Latvia is a Western country in the EU. Belarus sent aircraft as the aircraft approached Latvia and just stopped it from landing, forced it to land in Belarus. They took the dissident off the plane, tortured him in jail. Now, the West sanctioned Belarus. It opposed it. You don't start a nuclear war over that. You must understand that the Ruskies are starting to invade Europe again. And if you don't understand that, you've got to read the paper a lot more carefully. Here's what happened just yesterday. Vladimir Putin of Russia, Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus signed a union decree. They're uniting. Remember, Belarus, the Rus stands for Russia. They speak Russian. Well, they speak Belarusian, but they all speak Russian. That does not have the permission or assent of the majority of the people. They want freedom from the slavery in the old days of communism, now of organized crime. Alexander Lukashenko is a criminal. He's a member of Putin's essentially organized crime ring over there. And they signed a union decree. And that is going to result in full-scale annexation. That has consequences, a couple of consequences. One, in the Black Sea, Putin just declared yesterday at National Russian Unity Day that Crimea is a part of Russia and always will be. Well, no, it won't always will be. Europe doesn't recognize it. We don't recognize it. Crimea was part of Ukraine until Putin invaded it. Now what's happening is Belarus, in this decree of union, has a border with Poland and Latvia and Lithuania. Eastern Europe occupied by the Russians. The Russians are starting to move in. Now here's how they're doing it. They're sort of co-opting the head guy in Hungary, the head guy in Bulgaria, making them, starting to try to pry them away from the EU. In Poland, now Poland has a lot of history with Russia and none of it's any good. And what they're doing there is insidious, and it's about time the EU started to do something about it. Putin and Lukashenko are advertising, believe it or not, in the Middle East and Africa for people to come to Belarus on tourist visas. Well, people in the Middle East and Africa would go anywhere rather than stay where they live. They all go to Belarus. Then they are flown or driven to the Polish border. Belarus has a border with Poland, and let loose 100 yards away, and they say, go into Poland. And they laugh. And people say, well, I need some food. I need blankets. F you, get out of here. Well, they try to swarm into Poland. Poland is part of the EU. So Poland has objected to this strongly, so has the EU, and they keep doing it. Then people come in and they just say the magic word asylum. Well, that's a word that has international significance in the West anyway. But it's really confined to people who are being persecuted for their race or religion. These people are not being persecuted for their race or religion. They simply are impoverished. There are no prospects at home and they don't like authoritarian rule. So they want to come into Europe and then reimpose authoritarian rule and jihadist rule. And Putin is doing this. In the Black Sea, he's threatening Romania. He's threatening the West in the Black Sea. He's threatening Ukraine in the Black Sea. The Black Sea fleet of the Russians is headquartered in Sevastopol, Crimea. We have to step up our naval presence in the Black Sea. How do you get to the Black Sea? You're not sitting in a bathtub with a plastic boat, okay? You deploy the Sixth Fleet in the Mediterranean. I was stationed with the Sixth Fleet for a while. And then you go up. You go up past Istanbul through that strait, and you get into the Black Sea. That requires Turkey's permission. Turkey's a member of the EU. They give us permission, but they could stop at any time. Why is Turkey in this position? Because in the 1400s, they conquered a city called Constantinople. Constantinople, Eastern Orthodox, there's a big cathedral. The Turks came in, and now it is called Istanbul, and that cathedral is now a mosque. You know, the United States, I think, it certainly wouldn't have happened under Trump. It won't happen under the Russians. But this will be seen in history going forward as the first creeping incursion of Russia back into Europe through conquest and fraud. And they don't call themselves commies anymore. Because they found a way to steal money and kill people more efficiently than communism. They don't have to share it with anybody. What has got to happen is increasing our defenses and starting to pay more attention to Russia, the Black Sea, and the Med, and start economic sanctions that are beyond painful to Belarus and to Russia. Belarus has very few exports, potash and some chemicals. We can get potash and chemicals somewhere else. Shut them down. Russia has an economy the size of Italy's. It's a non-factor in the world scene. We can cut them off of the international banking system, check cashing system. A guy in rural Russia gets a paycheck from the, and he goes in and he cashes it. I'm sorry. Western banks won't approve of this. And they start handing out bread. Putin is a beggar with a cup at the corner somewhere on Fifth Avenue saying, we'll work for food, but by the way, I have nuclear weapons and I'm threatening Poland. This kills me. The Ukraine in the 18th century was part of Poland. So was Lithuania. Russia, Prussia, and Austria went in the 1790s and divvied it up. And until the end of World War II, Poland didn't exist. If you get a map of Europe in the 19th century and there's a country called Poland, it's a forgery. And at one time, Poland was the largest landmass country in Europe. And then after the First World War, they briefly were free till the Nazis and then the communist Russians came in, occupied them again till 1989. Now they're free and they're going to stay free. We're not putting up with the Ruskies, whether they're commies or organized crime, coming back in. And we're not having them dump Africans and Middle Easterners there saying asylum. They should simply be put in transports. And if they won't go back into Belarus, flown back to Africa or somewhere to a Muslim country in the Middle East. It is time that Europe stood up for itself and not let itself be swarmed by people who are trying to establish authoritarian culture. And it's the time they stood up to Russia. Russia, at one time, you know, great literature, great music. It's a very, very screwed up country. And we have got to stand tall against them. And our Navy has to be the big part of it initially. We've got to get more units into the Black Sea. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.